Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, November 29th, 2011. Citizens in the US are suing a state body for investing in Israeli bonds, and another family in East Jerusalem have been ordered to demolish and vacate their family home. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights condemns in the strongest possible terms the decision of the World Health Organization Europe to conduct an official conference in Jerusalem, hosted by Israel. By conducting a conference in the city of Jerusalem, the UN agency sends an implicit message of recognition of Israel's annexation of the city and legitimizes many of Israel's illegal actions in the city. Israel's decision in 1967 to annex East Jerusalem and Israeli Knesset's declaration in 1980 that, quote, the whole united Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, unquote, and their policy of expanding Jerusalem's municipal boundaries constitute grave violations of international law and United Nations resolutions. In other news from Jerusalem, the Israeli army has decided to demolish a house belonging to resident Nawal Hajahalin in Jabal al-Mukabir area, East Jerusalem. A planned settler-only road will travel through her land, and as such the land and house will be annexed. Jerusalem City Council claims that the home was built without a construction permit. The family of Nawal was first displaced from the Negev during the war in 1948, and the family home was destroyed again during the Six-Day War in 1967. The Israeli Defense Ministry has issued an apology to a pregnant American journalist who was strip-searched, humiliated and forced into an X-ray machine at a military roadblock whilst heading to Israel from Gaza. An official request was sent ahead of time by the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, stating that an X-ray could be harmful to our unborn child. The message appears to have not been relayed, and despite pleading, she was forced through the X-ray several times. She was then taken to a separate room and made to strip to her underwear and searched. She stated in her letter that she has never been more humiliated like this, and she has worked in more than 60 countries around the globe. Israeli daily Haaretz reported that four Katyusha rockets were fired from Lebanon into an area in northern Israel on Monday night, causing damaging fires but no injuries. Haaretz added that the army and the police were searching the area and found the site where two of the rockets struck, and were trying to locate the other two rockets. Over in the States, the Minneapolis, Minnesota Break the Bonds campaign, a statewide campaign aimed at stopping Minnesota's investment in Israel's violations and abuses, are suing the State Board of Investment. The group claims that the board has purchased sovereign Israeli bonds and further contends that such investment violates the Minnesota statutes that control the types of foreign investments that the SBI is permitted to make. Foreign government bonds, which include Israeli bonds, are not included in the SBI's list of authorised investments. The only exception is for Canadian bonds. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, November 29th daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Qassis and myself, William Gibson.